Did you know that some Muslims give millions in charity, yet receive no reward from Allah? In today's Tafsir, we'll explore why that happens and how you can avoid being in that situation. Session 609, Chapter 4, Verse 38. And also for those who spend their wealth to show off to people who do not believe in Him or the Last Day. Whoever has Satan as his companion has an evil companion. Chapter 4, verse 38. This verse dives into the mindset of those who spend their wealth with mixed motives. They are seeking admiration and attention rather than genuine goodwill. We say, choose wisely who will value your gift. When you give to someone, they value your gift based on their capacities and abilities, whether it's through a word of praise, a gift in return, or similar. We ask, how does Allah value the gift when given to Him? Rest assured that His rewards are precious beyond measure. A wise person carefully chooses whom to give their gift to. We can learn from Uthman, may God be pleased with him. When merchants learned that he had a caravan loaded with goods arriving shortly in Medina, they rushed to bid. Each offered to buy the goods at a profit, but they all received the same answer. Uthman said, "I have a better offer." They kept raising the price, only to hear the same answer. In the end, bidding stopped, and Uthman declared, "I have sold my caravan to Allah." By donating the goods for God's sake, he elevated their value beyond anything humans could match. Thus, we tell those who give merely to show off, you are foolish, for you have undervalued your wealth and given it away for pennies. What can people do for you? Some will be thankful, others may envy your blessing and wish to snatch it away. So why show off for them? That is a terrible deal. God says, indeed, God has purchased from the believers their selves and their wealth in exchange for paradise. From chapter 9, verse 111. When Allah is the buyer, the price He pays is grand. Infinite happiness in paradise, where blessings are unlimited in quantity and eternal in time. Those who seek fame and donate to impress others are terrible traitors and true losers. God says, you who believe, do not nullify your charitable deeds with reminders and hurtful words, like someone who spends his wealth showing off to people and not believing in God and the Last Day. Such a person is like a smooth rock coated with soil. Heavy rain falls and leaves it completely bare. Such people receive no reward for their work. God does not guide the disbelievers. Chapter 2, verse 264. A smooth rock is polished and shiny, but it has small crevices that catch dust. However, a little rain, even a drizzle, will wash the dust away, leaving nothing behind. Those who spend their money to be seen and praised by others have a weak faith that hasn't taken root in their hearts. If you have some goods to sell and hear about a prominent merchant offering you a higher price than others, would you settle for less? Never. Why? Because if you do, you have left money on the table. When you give charity to show off, all you are showing us is that you lack faith in the one who offers the best deal and highest reward, God Almighty. I advise you, do not hold back. Allah will reward your giving generously. Give sincerely, without fanfare or publicity, and ensure you protect the dignity of your giving by keeping it confidential. When Prophet Muhammad told us about the seven types of people who will be shaded by Allah's shade on the day when there is no shade but His, he mentioned, a man who gives charity so discreetly that his left hand does not know what his right hand spends. When giving to help others, you are well aware that you have the upper hand and that your situation is much better than the receiving person's. Thus, you should be mindful to guard the dignity of the needy and not draw attention to their condition. Now, listen to the following ayah. If you give charity openly, it is good, but if you keep it secret and give to the needy in private, that is better for you, and it will atone for some of your bad deeds. God is well aware of all that you do. Chapter 2, verse 271. Allah does not wish to restrict giving. Disclosing charitable acts is permissible if the intent is to set an example and inspire others to give. Make sure, however, that your heart is free from any inclination to show off or seek recognition. Never spend with the intent of being seen, for if you do, you will be the only loser. Why? Because people in need will benefit from your money, while you miss out on the reward. Sadly, those who give to show off have weak faith or may lack it altogether. If they genuinely believed in the last day, they would see past recognition and praise and focus on the lasting reward of paradise. If you cherish your money, get the highest return on investment by investing with Allah. He says, "The example of those who expend their wealth in the way of God is that of a grain of corn from which grow 7 ears, each ear containing 100 grains. Truly, God multiplies for whomsoever He will, for God is infinite and all wise." Chapter 2, verse 261. Don't you want to find your wealth awaiting you on the day of judgment, ready to help? By giving now, you extend the lifespan and usefulness of your wealth beyond this world. In contrast, those who hoard their wealth without spending, even on themselves, have put a definitive stop to its usefulness and will face it as their enemy in the hereafter. God says, "As for those who are tight-fisted, direct others to be miserly and hide the bounty Allah has given them. We have prepared a humiliating punishment for the disbelievers." Chapter 4, verse 37. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us that one of the first people to be judged on the Day of Judgment is a wealthy man whom Allah had blessed with abundant riches. He'll be brought forward and Allah will make his blessings clear to him, which the man will acknowledge. Allah will ask him how he used these blessings, and the man will say that he didn't miss a single opportunity to spend his wealth in ways pleasing to Allah. God will say, "You have lied. You gave so it might be said, 'He is generous,' and so it was said." Then he will be ordered to be dragged along on his face until he is cast into hellfire. The poor benefited from this man's wealth, but he did not. When someone hoards their wealth, they miss out on enjoying it themselves. Often, their children end up reaping the benefits. There's an old saying, "The miser's wealth is for the spendthrift." If you don't share your wealth, God will pass it on to someone else who will use it well and share it with others. Being stingy limits your own rewards. If you had spent, Allah would have blessed you with even more. He says in Ayah 39 of the 34th Surah, "He will replenish whatever you give in alms. He is the best of providers." We would be deeply grateful if you could donate a few moments to write a positive review for Quran Garden. Your words may inspire another person to embark on this journey of Quran learning and reflection. Thank you for your support.
والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse. Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.QuranGarden.com.